In Kina Lamed Vav, we are told the story of the great Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, famous author of the Kuzari, who pined for living in Eretz Yisrael. His love of Eretz Yisrael can certainly be seen in his writings. His pain for not living in Eretz Yisrael is felt. It's felt in the Kuzari. It's Ahava. Rav Yehuda Halevi was the minister of finance. He was very wealthy. He had it all. He had all the gashmius that anybody could want. But he still wanted to make aliyah. Tragic story. Rav Yehuda Halevi famously says a line that is repeated world over. As he takes the trek and leaves his homeland and travels and gets his way to Damascus and says in a letter, Libi Bamizrach. I myself in the Ma'arab, but Libi Bamizrach. Rav Yehuda Halevi has a zchus, if I can call it a zchus, because of what happened. He finally reaches Eretz Yisrael. In 1145, he finally is able to kiss the Makom HaMikdash, Temple Mount, and he falls on the floor, kissing the land, the Afar. And literally at that moment, an Arab horseman tramples him and kills him. In the history of the Jewish people, we never had a time where Jews told other Jews, you're not welcome in this land. Never in the history of the Jewish people. However, this year, as you know, and those who are fortunate to be zoicha to study in Eretz Yisrael, in what can only be described as a great miracle that the government let foreigners in. But for the first time in history, Jews were not allowed in. Yes, I understand for medical reasons, for good reason. But that stirred a lot of people. People like Rav Reisman of Brooklyn, who said we're on the wrong side of the gates that are closed. When will we learn our lesson? It's not about moving to Eretz Yisrael, which we could have a discussion at another time about. It's about wanting to move to Eretz Yisrael. It's about understanding that Eretz Yisrael is a different place, and I'm talking about modern Eretz Yisrael, as we spoke about yesterday. Despite not having a mikdash, recognizing the fact that it is a better place. It is the place that I belong. And even if I can't make it there right now, I want to be there. As a famous Rebbe of mine would often say, why is it that after your Shana Aleph, your Shana Bet, guys want to come back, and they come back, and they come back, and they come back. And sometimes when you have the schus of being able to stay in better accommodations, you still want to stay by your yeshiva. And the answer you would say is because as you need to recharge your batteries. Because your spiritual batteries, your neshama, sometimes Baruch Hashem speaks to us and says, you don't belong where you are. You got everything here. I told you about yesterday's conversation with the Mechina boys. So they said one of the most startling things that they find in America, Hakol Gadol, everything's big. You go into Walmart, if you've never been to Israel, I have two kids who were born in Eretz Yisrael. So when we came here a number of years ago, and we walked into Walmart, My kids thought America was Walmart. That's all they ever saw. Right? So there's no such thing as a Hawaiian punch that's like one leader. Right? It's like three leaders. Everything's big, gadol, including the people that are there. Everything's big. They thought that's what America was. Everybody's fat because everybody eats all the time. Yeah. That's mamish, like the sign of gashmis is Walmart. I don't really need 400 ounces of what, but I'm going to buy it. Costco. Our neshamas talk to us sometimes and say to us, this is not right. This is not where we belong. Again, it's not about I don't work for Nefesh B'Nefesh. I'm not having a speech about moving there, but I'm having a speech about wanting to move there. Rabbi Yehuda Levi teaches us in this kino. Sion halo tishal. You know what Sion means? Sion in Hebrew, Sion is a guidepost. Right? I'm going to the Sion of the great Rebbe from... It's the guidepost of saying no matter where you are and what you are, there's one guidepost. It's called Sion. We use the colloquial term, he's a tzioni. But the truth is, the greatest tzionim are the charedim, are those that are living in Eretz Yisrael, are the chilot, everyone. But because they desire tzion, they understand that the Torah in Eretz Yisrael is not the Torah in Brooklyn and Lakewood. And in Guilford, New York. I told a very personal story. I'm not sure why I told it, but if I told it yesterday to the Mechina boys, I'll tell it to you. It's a very personal and story I don't normally tell. But I blurted it out. I'm not sure why. Maybe I could say it's embarrassing. My year in Israel is really what moved me to want to move to Eretz Israel. I have the great zchus that I grew up in a very Zionistic family that had tremendous avas Eretz Yisrael, and there was no greater place than Eretz Yisrael, and we learned that from a young age, something my parents and my grandparents taught us. Their love of Eretz Yisrael was like no other. And when I was not granted to come back Shana Bet, my parents promised me, when you have time off, we will pay for your ticket. You can go back. And something very strange happened to me on that first trip back. I went to Eretz Yisrael Zocha to learn January Zaman. And when I got on the plane coming home, as the plane took off, I could not explain it. I started hysterically crying. I couldn't understand why. Fluke. I then return a few years later for an entire Elul Zman, Baruch Hashem, and the same thing happens. And now subsequent to that, year in, year out, when I'm zoichet to go, I get on that plane coming to what is called my home in America, and I cry again. And then I realize what's going on. We're taught that a crying that comes from the neshama, I'm not talking about when somebody's hurt and they fall on the floor and they cry, but a crying of, you go to a wedding and you see the chasen and kala, and you say to yourself, what's going on here? Why is the mother of the chasen crying so bad? Is she so upset that he's marrying this awful kala? What's going on? No, we know what the answer is. Right? The husband that's at the bris and he thanks his wife and starts crying and everybody makes fun of him. What's going on? It's very simple. The rabbis tell us that it's the neshama that finally has taken over and is shaking us and says, hi, this is the ruchnius. Mamish is the Rabbona Shalom's cry. And my raya to that is when I finally had the schus of moving to Eretz Yisrael 13 years ago. A month later, my nephew's bar mitzvah, so I flew back, and I'm ready. I'm sitting in my seat, and excuse me, I'm a little embarrassed, sitting next to people who are not religious, and here I'm going to cry, and I'm waiting for it, and it doesn't happen. I'm like, oh, man. And then I realize, I'm home now. I came home. It took a long time, but I came home. This is just a temporary little business trip, a little trip for business for a bar mitzvah. And unfortunately, thank God, very few reasons why you could say thank God to COVID, but for almost a year I didn't have to fly. But I fly very often. And as much as I miss my family, but I recognize the fact that I'm where I should be. And this is just a temporary trip. This kina reminds us that we have to be like Rav Yehuda HaLevi. I have to want something much, much bigger. My heart has to long for the Beis HaMikdash. Libi the Beis El, says the kina. But it also has to yearn for Eretz Yisrael. Because we're on that path. We're in the birth pangs of Mashiach. The concept of living in the times of Ichtas of the Mashiach is not a Tzionish concept that the Zionists made up. The Chafetz Chaim speaks about it. The great Gedolim speak about the times that we're in, our times of Mashiach. If you want to get very Kabbalistic, the famous Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal has had the clock of the Baba Sali and was told that when the clock reaches 12 o'clock, Mashiach will come. And Rav Shmuel Eliyahu tells that when he got the clock, this is very scary, but it was on whatever time it was on, 6 o'clock, and one time his father decided that he's going to look at that clock. We don't understand what this means, but the clock was on 11:50, 10 minutes until Mashiach. But there has to be a want. There has to be inside of every one of us a Rav Yehuda HaLevi. A realization that no matter what my plans are for next year, Tzion Halot Tishali. There's a mark, there's a place, there's a signpost, and that's the signpost of where I belong. When I'm going to make it there, how I'm going to make it there, if it's only because I could go only on trips. But for the first time, we were told, you can't go. You know why? You're not a citizen of this country. And I said this many times, and then I was told I can't come in. I was stuck here in America. Thank God it was not for so long. They closed the airports again. And there was a very difficult few days when I didn't know when I would be able to get into Eretz Yisrael. As primitive as it sounds, big deal, a week, 2 weeks, who cares? And my wife already was telling me, you'll stay for Purim, what are you going to do? Purim was in a week from then. She says, you'll stay. I said, what, are you crazy? Purim in Eretz Yisrael? She says, what are you going to do? The airports are closed. Couldn't get on them, but there were emergency flights. There weren't emergency flights. And it came back to me. And Rabbeisai, that cry came back. Embarrassing as all embarrassing. I filled out all the forms to get in. Baruch Hashem, Hashem created. He promised us that moving to Eretz Yisrael, Nikne Be'isurim, and then nobody answered me. I had a flight that I paid $1,000 for, but I didn't have the letter of approval. And unfortunately for me, I had a flight Thursday at 12 o'clock, and now in Eretz Yisrael, it's Wednesday, and there's no approval. I'm not getting into Eretz Yisrael, and I'm losing $1,000. And Thursday night at 8 p.m., all of a sudden, I get the approval of B'chasdei Hashem through a minister in the government who helped me. And I picked up the phone. I tell my children. I said, Abba's coming home. But I couldn't get the words out. Abba's coming home. I was filled with emotion because I believe again the neshama spoke to me and said, remember that journey 13 years ago? You're pining to get back in. We need to have emotion and feel it. And as Rav Ben pointed out, it's such a hard, difficult day today. Because I'm being honest, I'm just talking about myself. I'm just looking at my watch and saying, you know, what time is Chatzos? And my watch is set on regular New York time. So I got excited when I said, oh, there's only a half hour. I said, oh, no, it's New York time. It's another hour and a half. Because it's hard. We're reading kinos and we don't. But I think we all could relate to this kino. It could all to relate to what we have to work on of loving Eretz Yisrael. Of wanting to go back. Again, not necessarily living there right now. But that's not the discussion. Recognizing that that's the signpost of where we belong. Of where we want to yearn and want to be so badly. And knowing that it's the right place to be. It's the place, B'li, the Gashmius of this country, with all the Ruchnius. Baruch Hashem, there's also Gashmius there. But there's a lot more Ruchnius. And when you're in Eretz Yisrael and you all experience this, I know, it's things that you can't explain that happen to you. You're there and just can't explain the chavrashaf, the togetherness. When somebody needs something else, as much as we speak about tragedy, we speak about the glimmer of hopes and tragedy. What happened in Meron is such a terrible ason, terrible tragedy, but you look at the side stories. One of our rabbeim and our yeshiva's son was literally lost in Meron. And someone just took him, did not know who he was, and took care of him. Thought he was going to have him for Shabbos. Until they were able to get to a phone. He didn't know his father's phone number. He was a young kid. He got lost. But the story is so stirring that another Jew would take in another Jew. And trust me, he took in other Jews that are sleeping at his home. Not even in Tzfas. They went somewhere else. Not in Meron. Went far away. There's so many of those amazing stories. The stories of the Hatzalah people. Chaman and Litzlan. Sion Halo Tishali, we should think to ourselves how we pine and wait. Yes, for Mashiach, but also for a time where we all can love Eretz Yisrael as Rav Yehuda Levi loved it. Sion Halo Tishali.